In what way, this is something I was thinking about, because when I come to, when I'm in America, I always think of questions I would ask you. And of course, when you're mindfully holy, you don't have any questions usually. You know? So I was on a bus and I was thinking what questions I would ask you. And one question that I thought of was, in what way is nature part of our dream? You know, or we, you know, it said that we dream this. And then I thought, well, do we really dream this, or does Baba dream this, in a way? You know, because if this was just my dream, how would it coincide with his dream, unless it coincides in Baba's dream? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. The thing is that we are not bereft of dreams, as Baba has said. You see, when you go to sleep, you dream, and then you go into sound sleep. When you wake up from your sound sleep, you pass through the dream state and you wake up. From your awake state, there's the dream state and sound sleep state. When you return to your awake state, again from your sound sleep state, you pass through the dream state and you're awake. You are awakened. So dream is there. Now, whose dream is that you are seeing it? Is it nature's dream, God's dream, or your own dream, you see? That you see. Dream is nothing but the reflection of your, or the experiencing of your impressions. Mm-hmm. At the time, the setting is so amenable to reflecting upon the impressions, the surface, and then you see them, experience them. Calling seeing is nothing but experiencing them. It's not just seeing, you are actually in action also at the time, in your dream, you see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then, although you are involved in the action, or you are seeing the other people in action and all this, it's nothing but the unfoldment of your own impressions that is there. Mm-hmm. Now, the whole creation is what? Is nothing but the dream of the Lord, as Baba has explained to us, you see. So this dreaming of the Lord continues, you see. And your being in, here now is nothing but his dream. So that dream which you see has relationship with the original dream there also. Yeah. It's a continuation of that dreaming. But then it is also not the continuation of the dream. It's because you have created certain impressions, you see, your mind, the drop mind has created, you see. So naturally, those impressions, you feel as if you are, it is your dream. Mm-hmm. That makes you feel that I dreamt it.
Mm-hmm. I only see it through my dream.
Through your dream.
And you will see it through your
dream. I will see through my own dreams, you see. That's how it is.
Now, what about nature? How is nature? Like, we see the same flower.
Just as this morning we read one thing, you see, of Attar, who said that the sea is sea, always. But the drops in the sea have their different philosophies, mm-hmm. you see.
Can I say, what about the flower? The flower is the flower's dream.
Yeah.
Now we look at the same flower, and you see it through your dream, and I see it through my dream.
Yeah.
And it's all Baba's dream.
Yeah, it's all Baba's dream.
So we're all Baba's dream, all of us. We're all Baba's, so all our pain.
But it is not Baba's dream. It is, Baba doesn't dream. Baba is the awakener, you see. How can he dream? It is the dream of the beyond state of God. The creator's dream, you see. Creation is that. Baba is the one who has awakened from the dream. He awakens us from the dream. So, and of course, these are the various states. That is why we correlate it to Baba. Because we accept him as the originator of the dream. That's why we correlate. But when he comes in our midst, he comes as the awakener. So if he is dreaming, how can he awaken us? You follow? Mm. He cannot be dreaming. Mm. He must be awake to get us out of the dream. So he has come to get us out of our dream. And we are seeing this dream, which we call illusion, and we take it as reality. So he says, no, it's not reality. It's illusion. I tell you it's illusion. Mm-hmm. Awake from it. You are dreaming now. You are dreaming. Get out of the dream. So then he awakens us by various means. Yeah. He sometimes has to shake us thoroughly, or just with one little touch, you see, awakens us. Or if he just says this in our ear, he awakens us. We hear the voice and we get up, you see, from your daily dream also it happens like that. you get up from the night, you can't, you continue to go in your nightmares all the time, you see, till somebody who's by your side just wakes you up. Get up, Steve, what are you doing? Then you just get up and get out of that nightmare. Sometimes you hear somebody's voice there and you get up. Sometimes you get up on your own, get out of your dream on your own.
The other question that's tied to it is that when if it's all Baba's dream, then when we awaken and realize we're false and only Baba is real, how do we exist? Do we don't exist anymore?
No, we don't exist. We accept the fact that we exist, and that's the reason why we suffer. The suffering is because of it. Otherwise, Baba says you're even worse than a rag doll. You see, you don't exist. You exist as the nothingness in creation. We are the product of the nothing, Baba says. He is the everything, and in everything is the nothing. Otherwise, everything cannot be everything. Then that nothing begets nothingnesses. That is Stephen, Erich, this, Tom, Dick, Harry, Jane, Jean, like that.
What I get confused about is that in other places Baba says that a purpose of creation was to make an individualized consciousness, and that the individualized consciousness won't be destroyed. That the individualized experience of realizing God is eternal.
Yeah, it remains eternal then.
Yeah.
But as what? As how? Infinite, I am infinite. That experiences of the infinitude of your being, not of Stephen, as an individual Stephen, but that individual Stephen then experiences as infinite being, as infinite, not limited.
Yeah.
Now you experience yourself as limited. Mm-hmm. So it continues, it is not destroyed.
Because it's beyond my imagination how I could be an individual and not limited. It seems like an individual, in my imagination, an individual would have to be limited.
Yes.
Because.
But that individuality that is there is of the infinitude.
Mm-hmm.
It is not individual as Stephen, but as infinite. I am infinite power, knowledge and bliss. So if you have infinite, you can't have any of this. But infinity has its individuality too. As infinite. It's individual, but as infinite. It is infinite.